Immediately after announcement of the decision, there was a brief interlude of stunned silence and occasional half-hearted acquiescence in the South, and then the explosion erupted. Through smoke-stained county courtrooms and lawyers' offices, through dimly lit clubs and brightly lit public auditoriums, up from the offices of editors and down from the boards of directors, the reaction boiled and increased. Its counterpart could perhaps be only found in the angry editorials of the Northern newspapers following the Dred Scott decision in 1857. A Tennessean wryly remarks, "At least we have demonstrated to the world that we have free speech here in the United States." Many Southerners and most Northerners were astonished at the bitterness, the wildness, indeed frequently the fury of the region's reaction. Suddenly we discovered that we did not even know ourselves as well as we had thought. Over the legend of the Old South, we had spread the fiction of the New South. Both were deceptive, and we had deceived not only our visitors, but also ourselves.